All right. Thank you, folks. Going to be a little different this morning. We normally would be teaching Sunday school or some subject or book or something about this time. But we have our missionaries with us. We have Brother Tom Knickenbocker. He spoke yesterday at the Senior Patriots meeting. How many was over there? Let me see your hands. That's quite a few of you. And done a great job for us. He works with Helps Ministries and is kind of chauffeuring around the missionaries and introducing them. And we're going to ask him to come this morning. And as time allows, we're going to hear briefly from each missionary, as many as you get on in the time, Brother Tom. So you come on, please.
Thank you, Pastor Carter. We are just delighted to be here today. And we thank God for the opportunity of sharing what God's doing around the world. We're going to try and get three of our national pastors in this morning. And I'm going to ask them to stand right now. The two Lulls and Brother Berthony. Would you stand up? There, they are right there. Okay, so they're one at a time, they'll come. And Brother Berthony Desrose is from Haiti, and he is doing a great work there, working in has his own church, and he'll tell you about that in just a minute. Their pressing need right now is to build a building. They have a foundation, but during the earthquake, their church fell off the south side of the mountain. And so it's taken them 5 years to get the foundation. Now they need to go up with a superstructure, so you might pray for that as well. Brother Lal, the shorter one, we have two Lals. Their first name is Lal. It's sort of like in Burma, it's sort of like John here in America. It's very... And they didn't even know each other before they got here, but they got the same first name. So what to do? I can't say their last names like they're supposed to be said. So I say Lal Senior and Lal Junior. Does that work for you too? Are you like me? Okay. I mean, I've tried to say the younger fella's name, Tung. It's T-L-U-A-N-G. And I'm saying, how do you say that? We don't have anything that remotely... It's like that in America, but anyway, and then the younger one is going to get married in about 12 days. Man, he's excited. We have a hard time keeping him down, but we're giving him so much advice that it's scaring him to death, you know? And so we're having a good time with him. And then Brother the Lal Senior there, he's doing a great work there in the mountainous area of Burma, and he'll travel by bus for 10 hours and then walk another 7 or 8 hours up into the mountains and across forest and rivers and everything to try to get to these people up there that have never heard the gospel. And when he gets there, he says there's a real hunger for the truth. And I'll tell you what, these are our heroes here, amen? And they love the Lord and are serving the Lord. And one good thing is they all get along with each other very well, which is a blessing, amen? And we have a great time together. We're going to have them come one right after the other. I'm not going to say anything more. We'll just let them come up. Brother Lal Senior is going to be first. Lal Nur is his name, N-G-U-R. And he's going to come. Brother, come right now if you would. The rest of you fellas, you can be seated. After him is Brother Berthony, just rose from Haiti. He'll be next. And then the other one will follow up, and we'll be done in plenty of time. Okay? Yes. Amen, brother.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I am Lal Ngur, came from Burma. I am a pastoring of Salem Christian Baptist Church and also as general secretary of surrounding of our area. I am married, that is 30 years back, since 30 years. So God bless us. 4 girls and 2 boys and 2 grandsons.
Amen.
According to my culture, I have to stay with those who are single, 2 of my sister. The elder one is serving as nursery school teacher, and one is women secretary of surrounding of our area. We thank God for that. Well, I was grade 7. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior and Lord. Then I burdened so much those who are lost people, especially Buddhist people. All of my classmates and even my school teachers are Buddhist people. I burden so much. Then In the year of 1997, I went to India and studied Bible college, and I came back. Thus, God allowed me to serve him since 1991 till today. I thank God for that. What we do is that we try our best to plant the church everywhere, that is plain area and hillside mountain area. So those who are staying hillside, I went there along one day by bus, and the rest day I walk on my foot. I carry all of my clothes and Bible and everything. Sometimes I used to walk 10 miles, 15 miles, depend on their village, how far they are. I thank God for that. And sometimes I preach the gospel among the Buddhist people, that is plain area. Then God bless our ministry. Many of our Buddhist people, they want to listen. And sometimes we summon them. We share the gospel. Then the problem what we face is that when they become as a Christian, from their family, their relative, and their village, they kick out. So for them, there is no way to stay. So many times they approach me where they are going to stay, but I can't help them. But we pray for that, to build a long house and let them come in the house, and we are going to feed the word of God. What our future vision is that we want to extend our nursery school. That is, we started since 2001 till today. We try our best to penetrate among the Buddhist people. We allow them to come, whosoever want to come and attend at our nursery school. So among the officer, children also, they come and attend there. So we teach them about the Bible verse. From the very beginning, God created the heaven and earth and such like this. So we touch them. That's why we want to extend our nursery school. Then we want to, sometime we summon our co-worker to come up at the place where I stay. Then we give a training, that is we call discipleship training. That's why we want to give more and more the training. Then after they finish, we send out among the Buddhist people and as well as those who are Chin Hill area, mountain area, to witness for Christ. That is what we want to do. Then from this Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because this verse is my favorite verse. Because of this verse, I became accepted Jesus Christ as my personal and Savior.
Amen.
God so loved the world. The world is, when I read this verse, God told me that God so loved the world. The world is not other person. The world is not the other. The world is you, he said. That's why I accepted Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Please do continue pray for us. Our family needs, that is, we want to build our house. My house is the oldest one of surrounding of my neighbor. We are 10 members. We have 2 bedroom. Also, we build with wood, so every wall and floors are eaten by moths. We can walk properly on the floor also. Because we walk strongly, there may be we make us a hole. So that's why we need your prayer. Please continue to pray for us, whatever. In my country, 200 years back, the gospel reached through the Adoniram Zasan. So that is 200 years back. But till today, we are only 7% in Christian in Myanmar. That's why we need your prayer. My country, we acknowledge your American people are our spiritual father. That's why please do continue and pray for pray for our country, so that we can bring back the lost soul from the darkness to the eternal of God. Thank you.
Good morning, church. I am so happy to be here today. My name is Beltoni DeRose, and I am pastor of Bible Baptist Church of Vosier, with listening to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I was born into a Christian family, and I received Jesus Christ as my Savior in 1970. I felt God's call on my life as I was graduating high school. In 1988, I joined Bible College, and I graduated in July 1991. I began to preach the word of God and see people saved. This brought joy to my heart. I began to pastor at Bible Baptist Church in Bossier 23 years ago, and I have 250 members. We have a Christian school to teach our children God's way. Amen. We believe that better than government schools. I am married. My wife is Mireille. We have four daughters. My first daughter is Mirlene, then Bertina, Germina third, and the youngest is Aisha. As you may know, in 2010, Haiti suffered a terrible earthquake that killed more than 300,000 men, women, and children. Many houses and businesses were destroyed. Our church building on the side of the mountain fell too. It has been 5 years, and we only have the foundation repaired for our church, thanks to our very difficult in Haiti. We ask for your prayer. If you help us in your prayer, God can open the door. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hey, hello, good morning, everybody. I am Lal Jr. I think that would make sense. I'm so glad to be here this morning. Thank you, Pastor, and all the church members at Landmark Baptist Church. I tell you, when I'm there in Myanmar, I used to see Sword of the Lord newspaper, paper. So I used to see this Landmark Baptist Church and the college. Wow, I never thought of coming here, but you know, God brought me here. And to see you personally, what a blessing it is to be here. And I would like to thank also for Help Ministry, who, you know, by whose, you know, help that I can come to this United States. For us, it is very difficult to get visa to come to your country, but it is because of Help Ministry that we can come to and visit and be a blessing to churches. What a blessing it is, and I really appreciate all of you. Before I tell about my ministry, what I'm doing, let me just introduce myself and how God saved me. I was born and brought up in a Christian family. I did not know the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior till I was in my 14. That was back in 1998. Today I'm 31, but that was in 1998 that I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior through the personal witness of my dad. One night he took me to the room and shared me over the gospel. And I thought that because I was a Christian, I would automatically go to heaven, but it was not. I knew that I was on my way to hell. But thank God, the Holy Spirit convicted, and that night, as he shared, around 15 minutes, I was just enlightened with the word of God. And I know that I was a sinner. I need Jesus Christ. And I took a decision, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I would like to completely surrender to him the rest of my life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that God called me after my salvation experience, and I, God called me to preach his word. So that gave me a lot of desire to go to Bible school, and I went to India to get my theological education under Dr. Peter Charian, South India Baptist Bible College and Seminary. I spent 7 years as a student, and God taught me a lot of things and more zeal for the work of God. And God also opened me the privilege to be a teacher in that Bible school. I have another opportunity 4 more years as a faculty in that Bible school. And that was such a blessing to be there and to teach the Word of God. While I was teaching there, the Lord burdened me more and more as I teach the Word of God. And when I look back my country is in need. And the desire came that, I can do something for, my country. And I can do something for the Lord in my country. So that gave me more burden to go back to my country. So I left the institution and I came to Myanmar in the year 2011. I share those vision burden with my church. And almost a year we pray and we organize a ministry we call Harvest Myanmar Ministries under our local church, Gospel Baptist Church. So right now I'm working with my local church. We have 4 different ministries, I should say. The first one, we are working with our national pastor in church planting in the stronghold of Buddhists in the central part of Myanmar. By God's grace, 3 churches has been planted, and we praise the Lord for it. Amen. Souls are being saved. Still, God is in the business of saving people. Amen. And we praise the Lord for that. And my country, although, as my brother have said, the gospel came to us 200 years ago, but Myanmar is still a mission field. I know that there are many missionaries and many churches, but still we need to, strive. There are lots of people that don't know Jesus Christ and even don't have a Bible in their hand. And, that is what we are doing. And please pray for us so that more soul will be saved in Myanmar. Many churches, fundamental Baptist churches, would be established. And we also have a Bible school. Right now, I'm a president of that. That is a very small Bible school, Baptist Theological Academy. That is our Bible school. And this year, we got 18 students. Our vision is that to train these people and to be sent back to the mission field or wherever God has called them. So our vision is to equip them to the service of the Lord. Our Bible school, although it is small, but we have a great vision. I used to tell to my students, the hope of Myanmar is right here in my school. So please pray with us. And I know that here in Lena, you have a very good Bible school here too. And by the way, I'm planning to take a correspondent course from this landmark, and I think you can pray for me that. We also have a literature ministry. Not much to say. We are doing in our own vernacular languages of distributing Bibles and tracts and so on, a few translations. So we believe that through this media, whatever we can do, that we can reach our people for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also have work among the youth, like VBS or a youth camp, which we do time to time, once in a year. There's a short and one-time program. All this thing we do, it is to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we don't have anything, but just what we have is just a desire, just a vision. And we really need your prayer. And I know that you have been praying for Myanmar. By the way, recently our country, has changed politically through the recent election that we have. And please pray for us that more open door would be there in my country. As you know, that my country was ruled by military dictatorship for long years, more than 50 years. Now we are liberated from that, and we believe that God would open us more doors, that we, Christian or believers, should be able to witness and to win many souls in the land of Myanmar. So please pray with us. We are we would like to request you to pray for us. If you can pray, God can do a great thing, which we never think of that. Lastly, as Tom Knickerbocker has introduced me, that within a few weeks and a few days' time, I'm going to get married, and please pray for me for that. And I tell you, I invite the pastor, and I invite all the church members. And it is right here in my wedding card. I'll give it to the pastor, and I really, invite you, and please pray for me. And thank you so very much. God bless you.
Just hop in your car and go on over, amen? Hope it has, hope it floats. I wanted to share one thing. We got a couple minutes left, and about Berthony DeRose over here from Haiti. Some of you, of course, you haven't heard his testimony as many times as I have, but I started putting things together, and I'm saying something does not add up here. Number one, he doesn't have a building. Number two, he has a church of 250 and a Christian school of 120. Now, how do you have a Christian school and a church with no building? And it finally dawned on me, I better ask him. So I asked him, I said, how do you do that? He said, well, what we do, and this will never happen in America, preacher, never happen in America. What they've contracted with a public school, that they have their Christian school in the public school facilities in the mornings. They come home and the public school kids go in and have their classes in the afternoons. Isn't that amazing? And then they've allowed them to have their church there as well. So they have a heart for, you could do stuff like that in the third world. They're not as prejudiced against Christians as they are here in this country. And we thank God that you see this happening a lot, where churches are in schools and so forth. That's the first time I ever heard of a Christian school being in a public school. That was a first for me. But thank God for these men, and pray for them. Pray for the needs to be met. Pray for souls to be saved. And, in every one of their cases, as they share some of the burdens they have, I'm saying, wow, these would stop most of us from even going forward. But even though they have less than adequate housing and no buildings, it doesn't keep them from stopping. They're just continuing on, and they're going to go on, whether with or without support. They're just going to keep going for God until He comes, and I thank God for that. We have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes left. Should we have a few questions? Can we do that for a couple minutes? Huh? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Want you to understand, when we bring in the missionaries from the field, many of these men are pastors of churches and doing a job, as Brother Tom said, with poor facilities or none, and hardship, we would think, but they got the zeal inside and the love of the Lord to do it. And so that's what we're doing when we give the missions. We're sending to help these. And Helps Ministries is named that because that's what we're trying to do, to help the missionaries on the field. And we have American missionaries that, like out of our church here, like the Canes that go over to Burma and others, and we have many of those out there also. But Americans, when they go to the mission field, they want some American comforts to take with them. Right. That's pretty costly. Right. These men already used to what they've got over there, and they live in it, and what little bit we can do to help them is a big thing with them, and it helps them get the job done. That's really what it's all about. Sunday night, I was thinking about the young man about to get married. I don't know if he was here. Let's see. Wednesday night. He was not here Wednesday night, was he? So he didn't hear the preacher then when he said this. He said, when you get married, if you get the right one, it completes you. But if you get the wrong one, it finishes you. Amen. Yeah, that's what the preacher said Wednesday night. Amen. Anyway, Brother Scotty, we got just about 4 minutes. I want you to come up and say a little bit of what you said Wednesday night. Come on quickly and tell us where you were at. You just got back from Vietnam. Just got back from the Philippines, and he's going to have a hard time in about 4 minutes sharing that, but he shared some with us Wednesday night, and how Landmark has reached out into those areas. Come on, please.
I think the one thing that really just stood out in my mind is, of course, I went to Vietnam first, and it's just not as open as we think. Although you can get in there, I got in without any problem. I go in as a tourist, but the fellows that we work with over there, they look around, make sure the neighbors are not watching and stuff like that, because they have their little works and they're not being bothered too much as long as they're small. And so they don't want the neighbors to call the police and say, hey, they're making noise over there, because they'd come in and close them down. And so we had tremendous times. And then I went to one place where it was just a small little church, and I told this the other night, and they're starting a work in Hanoi, which is North Vietnam, and boy, we praise God for that, what the Lord's doing. And then, of course, I go over into the Philippines, and I just, the thing that really, really got a hold of my heart was just right from the very beginning, people would ask me about Landmark Baptist Church, and I would have people come up to me that this church has been supporting for years, and they would say, yeah, Landmark Baptist Church supports us, been supporting me. I had one said, he just kind of stood out. He said, yeah, since 2002, they've been supporting me. And he had a tremendous church. And he had started, I think, 5 other churches. And I thought to myself, boy, just praise God for Landmark Baptist Church and churches like this. It's churches like this that's done. I mean, the Lord has done it. God has done it. That we, when I look at what has happened, Pastor, I've told you before, when we started this, I had no idea what we was getting into. And the Lord just kind of put it in our laps, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we got a big world out there. 7.5 billion people are out there. And folks, we got a big job. And you know, the Bible says, do business, occupy till I come. And that means do business. And he's talking to us. That parable is about us. We need to do business. And what a business it is. Now, how many of you have your own business? Anybody here? Okay, we have several people have their own business. You know, most of us have thought, boy, I'd like to have my own business. Brother, we got a business. And not only that, we got the resources, the power of God to help us with that business. But Landmark Baptist Church, really, I was just amazed at being over there for all those days and the different ones that came up and talked to me about Landmark Baptist Church. And every one of them, I would ask, how many churches have you started? And every single one of them had started 3, 4, 5 churches. And so we praise God. Every person you support, you don't just support that one. It dribbles down. And that's what it's all about, building Baptist churches. And that's what we want to see done. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Brother Scotty. You see Brother Scotty in our services quite often, but every now and then he disappears. And when he does, he's on the mission field. And good reports like you just shared with us. And I'm amazed how he does it. Goes in some places where you just don't have all the conveniences that you're used to here. And yet, tremendous testimonies of what God is doing. We appreciate Brother Tom Knickerbocker and some others that are helping us out. They're taking these missionaries to different churches. We are already supporting some of them. Some of them we will try to take on as we can monthly and help them out where they're at. And again, when you're giving to missions, you're doing what the Bible tells you to do, to send the gospel around the world. And that's still the command, as Scotty said, to occupy till he comes. You say, when are we going to quit? Well, after he comes, he'll take over. But in the meantime, we're holding the fort for him. Amen. We're doing what he told us to do. And so I'll make you this promise, and most of you know this. When you give to missions at Landmark, it don't go to some big organization that divides it up, pays all the organization's salaries, and then sends what's left to the missionaries. We don't do that. It's direct stuff. You give to the missions, it goes there, and we don't take out even for the stamps off of it. Our church, through these years, have made it a policy to go directly to the missionaries. That's why we're bringing them here, and we believe that's the way the first church in the Bible did it, and that's the way we want to continue to do it. We don't just say, well, we just give the money, and whatever some organization does with it, that's okay. No, we don't do that.
Amen.
we make sure that we're getting the job done where the tire meets the road. Amen. So we give you that assurance. Again, tonight we'll wrap up the mission program as far as setting our new goal. Pray with us about it this afternoon. Take a little bit of extra time today to pray about the goal tonight. And then, of course, we've been praying that we're going to reach last year's goal. And for some reason, every year, I think it's to test my nervous system. For some reason, we go right down to the wire. And I'd like to relax that last week instead of fretting whether or not we're going to make it. Amen. Here's what's behind it. We have already made commitments to missionaries on the field. If we were not able to take it in, we could not send it. That's how real it is, folks. And by the grace of God, and I got my hand on the Bible with this, from the beginning of my ministry in sending the missions, we've never had to drop a missionary because it didn't come in. But I have seen it come very, very close. And I want you to pray about it. Amen. All right, our time's up for Sunday school this morning. We're going to have about a 7 or 8 minute break. The choir's going to go out and come in, and hope you'll stay.